What's good, everybody? It's your boy Hans.
And this is your girl Tristan.
Welcome to the Hans and Tristan podcast. We're here. We ain't going nowhere. I promise. We're here. We're here. Your boy was under the weather last week. That's on me, but I'm good. I'm back. I'm at, 85%, but I'm here. I'm out here in these streets, Tristan. How have you been, ma'am?
Wonderful. I've been great. I had a mini vacation for my daughter's birthday in November, and then actually her birthday. And then I told you today she got accepted in her college. So
congratulations. Listen,
we over here winning. Okay. Winning. Yes. We body in this fourth quarter.
Listen, it's not a game for you guys.
At all. We got money moves.
Yes, sir. And listen, man, that is a great accomplishment for the both of you. For her getting admitted to college at such a young age, when she could have just fallen back and been like, look, I'm already a couple years ahead, who needs to? But she kept with it. And for you too, for staying on her, for motivating her, disciplining her when she needed it, because we know it wasn't all roses and lilies.
We were about to be knocking if you bucking up in here.
There's been some tussling, you know.
I'm trying to tell you, it's like, all right, little girl, I love you, but god damn.
Right. But seriously, kudos to you as a mother for staying on her and not letting her settle for her already achieving. So I know for me, one of the things I wish I could have taken back even when I was in high school was when I moved down to the South, the educational system is a little different. Yes. So like up north, we were moving at a different speed or anything like that. So I was Gucci. And like my teachers were like, yo, you're doing like getting these advanced placement classes or whatever. I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm chilling. Yeah. I'm chilling. I'm cool. So for you to just continue to stick with it, it's going to instill some habits in her that that she's going to benefit for in the future and to help her beyond her college years, well into adulthood. But so seriously, kudos to you and her.
I didn't even know she applied for the damn school. That's really? How she's so independent. I'd be like, I need you to slow down sometimes. I need you to slow down. So we got the letter in the mail today. And no, she hit me up and she's like, oh, we need this for housing. This for. I said, I ain't paying shit till we get acceptance letter. Sure enough, the letter came today. She's like, oh, I've been applied. I'm like, when the hell was you going to tell me?
Nice.
So it feels good to have an independent child, but then it's like, you're leaving me out and I feel left out.
Oh, you got to start looking and shopping for your RVs.
I know. I'm going to turn my whole house into the boom, boom room. Check it. Okay. I'm so ready.
Tristan's boom, boom room. I like it.
Listen.
Hey, if you need a solid investor, I'm with you.
I got you. Okay. We're going to have a little strobe lights, the poles. I'm trying to listen. I'm excited.
I like it. No, man. It's great. I love seeing the fruits of your labor and you're enjoying the fruits of your labor. So seriously, kudos to you. Great mom. Thank you. Great mom work.
Thank you.
So speaking of parenting, so during our little hiatus, and I haven't been on my social media game like I should, but apparently this young man has been going viral or trending on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, if I'm not mistaken, because he has a YouTube channel and he has a little kitchenette where, he's doing his cooking and people have been up in arms on whether or not this little boy should be playing with the kitchen set, should be cooking rather than doing other quote unquote manly things or more masculine oriented things. So that is the first thing we need to talk about. Is this young man, this literally a child, he's not like a teenager.
Literally.
This is literally a kid, 10 and under, like he's literally a kid. Is him playing in the kitchen and learning and practicing his cooking skills, is that stunting his growth? Is it, in essence, wrong?
No, like, I'm sorry. How do you, reduce someone's imagination to masculine and feminine? Like, no, you can't imaginary fry these eggs because that's not like, no, what? That's so crazy. And I saw this post so many times. I'm just like, again, it's a child. He's playing. And then on top of that, every dude I get with cook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get with a guy if he can't cook. You know, I'm fluffy. I like to eat.
You like to eat. So, foodie.
Hello, and I'm not going to be slaving over no stove all the time. This or not, like, we have to get out of these gender roles of only females cook. I had a dude hit me up the other day, Sunday. Oh, you're not cooking Sunday dinner? No, why would I cook Sunday dinner? I just cooked tacos the night before. We got leftovers. Like, you know, y'all young girls, y'all don't like to cook. But I'm sorry. So if females are supposed to cook on Sunday, what do men do on Sunday? Got watch it. Football. This is why I'm single. Because I'll be damned if I'm cooking and cleaning all day, you sitting on your ass watching football while I'm cooking and cleaning. How does that sound? How does that equate to equality? But those are the gender roles that we continue to keep alive. And that's why people have a problem with this little boy. And I think I'm a firm believer. The only people who have a problem with this little boy is the same dude that hit me up to my Sunday dinner.
Them the same only type one. Of people?
Them the same type of men. That toxic masculinity.
Yeah, honestly, it confused me. Just like you. Like, I don't understand why this is a problem and why it's going viral. And a friend of mine posted on Facebook the same thing I was thinking. Why are we getting mad at this little kid for learning a basic skill of survival? Like clothing, food, and shelter. Those are things that essentially we need to survive. He's literally learning how to cook. So why are we like downing him for learning a life skill? A life skill.
Everyone needs to eat. The thing is, the irony of it is, if it was a grill set, no one would have a problem with that.
Oh yeah, because that's very masculine, you know.
Yeah, because just standing grilling. Over an open flame, grilling, you know, dead flesh is just so masculine. Like, really? So again, we have to really change our perspective, and just shows how narrow-minded we are as a culture, that we still keep trying to keep these young children confined to these roles. That it's like, nah, don't put your bullshit on these babies.
Yeah.
These babies just over here trying to play and shit.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, so if you know how to cook really well, you're less of a man.
Listen, all my boo joints was knowing how to cook. And they were very masculine. And they be making my plate. So at the end of the day, I think we have to get beyond that. Like, so what, he can't have a little fake, you know, Fisher-Price laundry set neither? He can't do laundry?
That's what I'm saying. Like, so other life skills he can't do.
Like that to me is so asinine. And like we said off air, you know how much these celebrity chefs make?
Listen, bank millions.
What they say, Chef Ramsay is like 68 million. He's worth 68 million.
Wow.
My son could be a chef all day long.
Yeah, and even the converse. So a woman knowing how to change her tire, that makes her less of a woman?
Exactly. Because I know how to change my tire. I'm not going to do it, but I know how to do
it. So that's what I'm saying. So like, if I were to ever have a child and it's a girl, like, I'm going to make sure she's equipped. Like, yes, call daddy. I'm going to come running and do, but God forbid something happens to me. Like, you also need to be self-sufficient.
Absolutely.
Like, you should know how to change a tire, like, you know, things like
check that. Check your oil, stuff like that.
Yeah, basic life skills. So I don't know, man. It's to me something that we are still archaic, as much as we like to present ourselves as a society that's very forward moving and very enlightening and things of that nature. But we still have some of our old ways, our old fashioned conservativeness or whatever you want to call it, embedded in our culture. So when we see this young man playing and learning how to chef it up in the kitchen, like, you think of him as less than a man, and to me that's wild.
I have a question for you, and it just popped in my head. Have you ever been to a hibachi restaurant and saw a female chef? I've never seen one.
No, that's a good question.
I was
there this weekend, actually.
Y'all hibachiing without me?
This Saturday, yeah.
You know what? I'm so sick of y'all. Excuse me, because I live on the South Side. I am so sick
I'm just saying,
of
you gotta,
treated
you gotta
like
get
the
out.
Redhead stepchild.
You got to get out this hood, man.
My car go outside, South Side.
You need to get out into the suburbs, man.
I need snacks when I come see you, bro. I feel like I'm on a whole road trip.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That little 45-minute ride ain't.
If I ain't gonna be there for at least 3 to 5 hours, then I'm like, nah, this just whoosh.
I'll see you later.
Listen, that road is, and then be like 50 million streets to get to your street. I'll be like,
don't do that. Don't do that.
You're real secure. I get it. Okay.
Listen, ain't no hood near me.
I get it. You secure. Okay.
Said it's 20 minutes that way. Listen. Listen,
I believe it, but that just popped in my head. Like, I've never seen a female hibachi chef, but yet we're sitting here arguing about little boys playing with kitchenettes.
That is true, though. Even when you go to your fine dining restaurants, though, the chef is usually male.
Yes, I don't know why we get so consumed with stupid stuff like that. Like I said, gender roles, like we get so consumed and stuff like that, understanding that society is different. We spend more time as a single adult now than we do actually coupled. Right. So you have to, as a single adult, know how to cook, clean, vacuum. Hell, I know how to cut my grass. I don't do it no more. Because now I can allocate that task to someone I can pay. Right. But back in the day when I was motherfucking scraping and scratching, I just bought my house. I was out there pushing that lawnmower. Best shape of my life.
Same, though. I mean, I don't know. Just like for me, I grew up in a traditional conservative kind of like Haitian household, right? So like my mom did most of the cooking for the family or whatever, but when I left and was out on my own, like, she taught me how to cook. Like, hey, this is what you like to eat, you better learn how to make it. Like boom. So I had to learn how to cook rice, I had to learn how to, you know, I had to learn all these things. So, and it wasn't, for me, it wasn't emasculating. It was like, look, you like to eat, so therefore you need to learn how to cook. That's there just an ABC kind of thing. 1, 2, 3. I don't know. It just makes sense to me.
It makes sense. Or you're going to raise some son who's going to be some begging ass out here begging for plates. Airy, like, oh, I can't stand those dudes. What you cook? Can I get a plate? Hell no, you can't get a plate. What you got on these groceries?
No. What you putting in on these groceries?
Right. No. What you think about here? Selling plates? No. Hell no. That's the worst thing in the world. Oh, big and plate wanting. Oh God. It reminds me of Oliver Twist. Just, oh, please. Please.
Which one's worse? Which one's worse? And then we're gonna move on. The dude begging for the plate or the dude begging for the hug? The can I get a hug? Or you not got which one, dog? Like, oh,
first of all, both of them are equally annoying, but the can I get a hug, dude? No, he fucked up. It's something he did. He fucked up. Because after can I get a hug, is you still mad at me? It's like, boom, back to back, back to back. So it's just, don't make me throw up. Don't make me throw up. You know I'm still single and I'm still newly dealing with all these things. Okay.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Those two types. That's just funny to me.
It is. It's so annoying. It's like, just go. Just go. Just go away. You have no substance here. Just go. And as my nana said, if you got asked for it, you ain't earned it. Mm.
Where's the wisdom for nana?
Shout out to my nana.
Can't beat that. But yeah, man. So for those who are subscribing to these generals, that's foolishness. Stop it. Stop it. Let's move past that. That's a life skill. That's a basic life skill, cooking.
It is.
If you don't want your son to learn how to cook, then I don't know. I don't know what to say to you right there. You got a problem. Got a problem.
The world we live in.
Listen. So let's talk about this new Pablo drug dealer we got. Let me not put drugs into it. It's not. Let me not.
Listen. So, okay.
Apparently, over the weekend or late last week, in the church that is pastored or shepherded by Pastor Joel Osteen, a plumber was summoned to deal with a toilet that was basically unhinged from the plumbing. So as he was doing his repairs and he moved the toilet to get behind it to see what was going on, he discovered that a part of the wall was basically came out with the toilet, and there was cash and checks all within the wall. And the total amount goes to about $600,000.
I'm doing something wrong that I cannot easily access $600,000. But you know what the old saying goes? Motherfuckers don't get rich by working hard. They get rich by stealing. Man. I don't give a damn. You name any family in this world, their history go back to somebody doing something illegal for them to make that money.
Some finesse or some swindle, as you're saying.
Some family member put the team on their back and went hard in the paint and got it in the mud so the whole family could live good for the rest of their life.
Well, listen, I guess that's what Joel was out here. Pablo Joel Osteen was out here doing because he's stashing money like Pablo. He put it in walls. He
said that's his stash just in case something go down.
Listen, something go down, honey. You know where it's at.
But here's my thing, right? You knew where you stashed that money. So why are you letting anybody get to that toilet? Let me tell you something. I would sleep on that toilet. Would nobody be touching that toilet? Tristan. It would not. Would nobody have access to that toilet if that was my stash spot? I'm sleeping on it. They're like, dang, that's your, why you always in the bathroom? That's my favorite toilet.
Right.
Mind your business.
That's where I get my peace. That's where I meditate. Don't do that.
Right. My mama is my toilet only. Nobody can go in there. So I'm like, you knew what you did when you did it. So why are you letting anybody have access to that? And I'm not condoning stealing from the church. But I'm just saying, if you're going to do it, you're kind of doing it wrong at this point.
Yo, but my thing is, yo, fam, come on, yo. The PR, you need to work on that. Oh, yeah, that's the money we reported stolen in 2004. Okay. I'm not saying I'm the greatest thief in the world.
Listen.
But I do have some common sense. Now, Tristan, if I stole from your house, right, why would I go hide said item somewhere else in your house?
Right. And then the thing is, checks. If they're not
checks,
cash,
people don't, thank you. People
you can't
steal.
Do nothing with them after 90 days. Like, you can't do nothing with that.
So, I'm not understanding how you're saying, yeah, this was what was stolen a while ago and they hid it there. No, that's not how thieves work. Trust me, if somebody in there was trying to get that money and stole it in 2004, what was that, what, 7 years ago? So you're telling me that it took them 7 years? They can't get that money out? Stop it.
Listen, I would have been taking piece by piece. Every time I go take a shit, Tristan, I'm getting another stack.
Stop
it. Taking it with me.
No, criminals don't work like that. If I'm taking the money, I'm stashing it for a short period, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm coming back in midweek or Passover or whatever.
They're coming up on a decade at this point. Like, it's over a decade at this point.
Come on, fam. Nobody's sitting on that. If they getting you, they getting you.
I'm gonna roll over the Creflo Dollars joint and start checking all the stores.
You better go down the street.
Listen, I'm going down the street on that. I'm checking all the stores. I'm checking everything. Listen, I'm checking the vents, the stores.
Tristan gonna show me. Sean be in church this Sunday. Hey,
I'm be parishioner of the month. I'm be checking behind every stall, every toilet. I'm checking up under the old lady's wigs. I'm checking everywhere. Because I know somebody stashes something in every church up in here.
Listen, man.
That's crazy.
They got to come up with a better story than that, bro. He looking real. Son, that's your personal stash. That's just it. That's your personal stash.
And my thing is, why take the checks? Just take the cash. Why take the checks?
I have no idea. The only thing I could think of, it feels like, you know how some people have a scam where they wash money through their company. Mm-hmm. So maybe he and please listeners, don't do this. He made an LLC, he established some type of business and wrote himself checks to funnel through so he doesn't leave a paper trail. That's the only thing I can kind of think of. And then also,
you gotta do better than that, Joe.
Yeah, you gotta do a lot better than that. And then also, depending on how savvy he is with the banking system, the checks may be too great of an amount and they may be marked for investigation, so he's probably holding off. I don't know,
they ain't no good. So I would have, yeah. I mean, you let the check slide, you hold the stash, Joe. That's common sense.
Listen, all I know is my man wasn't thinking right.
He wasn't.
Wow, 600 too, man. So how do you... Clearly, he's been having no problem looking himself in the mirror. But how do you go and then stand in front of, and that's what bothers me, like, how do you go and stand in front of your flock, your people, and continue to swindle them like that and get conscious?
Because he was doing it to begin with. Like, and my thing is this. when you are a crook, a criminal, whatever, your level of empathy is very, very low. And you always, you know, I love American Greed. That's my show. Mm-hmm. You always looking for the next victim. You don't care, old, young, rich, poor, whatever. If you got what I need, I'm going to come after that shit. Period, point blank. And you leave all these, like you see, American Greed is my, I can't wait till they make American Greed, Joe Osteen edition.
Wow.
Like, yeah. I like stuff like that. But you hear this about churches frequently, and people talk so much about like our generation and younger and how they're distancing themselves from the church. And reasons like this.
Yeah.
One, I got to pay entry fee for your church. So if I don't have my tithes and offerings, I can't come.
Facts.
So that's not a church I want to be a part of.
Facts. And then, like, when you start to think about all these things that you've said in the past that are not lining up, right? So this PPP loan that you took out, you couldn't pay your workers, but you got a 600K stash in there. Okay.
That's his stash. That ain't for the workers.
That ain't for the workers, right?
That's for him.
You can't pay your people, but you could stash that in the wall.
But what killed me is how you get a PPP loan, but I couldn't even get a PPP loan.
Oh, he got a PPP loan. He paid
that. That's what I'm saying. Like, all these folks get PPP loans. When I need a PPP loan, I got denied. And I'm not happy I did, because I didn't want to pay it back. And that would have been a whole different story.
Oh, they would have came for you.
They would have came for me, because I would have been like, wrong person. Nope, that's not my social security number. Nope, that's not my tax ID number. I don't know them. I'm sorry.
Oops.
So I'm happy it didn't go through. But still, it just shows you, like, this economy isn't about the little people. It's about big businesses helping the government. Big businesses owning the government. And your churches don't pay taxes.
Yeah, they're tax exempt.
So I'm like, what is we doing here?
Yeah. I see why he didn't want to let those people in when Houston was flooding. They might have found his stash.
That, and they wasn't his demographic. It's like, when y'all get back on your feet, y'all not gonna give me no money. And this is a business, and that's what it is.
And that move was so cold-hearted on so many levels to me, right? Even though we talked about it off air, right? Like, that's a basic function of the church. It's explicit in the Bible, right? The church is supposed to be a safe haven for people. Like, you literally failed one of the basic fundamental principles of Christianity, right? That's exactly. Number one. Number two, let's even just think about it from a selfishness standpoint. What greater PR can a church, a mega church, have than taking in thousands upon thousands of people who are without home? Even if you kick them out in a week, you feel me?
Right.
What greater PR for your church than to be like, yes, we'll take you in?
Right, but that yes, when you are in the foundation of doing the Lord's work. But when you run a church as a business, that is not business savvy.
You're right. Fiscally, it doesn't make sense.
And exactly. That's it doesn't fiscally, make sense. Y'all gonna run my power bill. Y'all gonna be like,
I gotta feed you three meals.
There you go. It doesn't make sense. So at the end of the day, we have too many churches running as businesses as opposed to actually running as church. Like, you are the same as the government. You're supposed to represent the people. You're supposed to be here for the people, the community, but that's not how you're functioning. Mm. All of it's corrupt. That's why I don't go to church. I couldn't wait to tell my nana that. I said, Nana, see, all them times you call me on Sunday asking if I went to church, now look, this is why I don't go to church. Now, if I find $600,000 in the church, I go more often, goddamn.
Point me to the building. Tristan's like, that's my type of church.
That's my kind of church. Look, and I get my $5 tithes and offerings there. Take your little $5. Appreciate you. But you know, I just, that to me is asinine. It's like, bruh, you got this money sitting here. You're not even securing your stash. Like, so you just tripping at this point. And then you got the shout out to the plumber. I wonder if it was really $60,000, if it was like a million, and then he took a cut.
Yeah, he took a cut.
And then he just, because
he announced it on a radio station too. So what happened was, there's this radio station where people call in and then they tell their stories of what's the strangest place they found something valuable. And that was his story. So the strangest place he found something valuable was behind the walls of this mega church.
They pay him off to shut up. See, they not crossing their T's and dotting their I's.
That's what I'm saying, yo. They sloppy with it, man.
Come on, Joe. You pay him a little something, something. And he be like, all right, bro, you can't say nothing. But nah, for real, Tristan would have found that money. I ain't telling nobody. I'm gonna be like, oh, I gotta go. Got another plumbing emergency. I can't come back no more. And they're like, dang, you done left the job. You left the tools. You left everything.
I would have burst another pipe. Oh, dang, this is bigger than what I thought it was. So it's gonna take more time. I'm gonna have to be in here really making sure I fix this. You see this pipe, it just burst. So I gotta take more time. Don't even come in. You don't have to check on me. I'm fine.
Listen, I would have packed that tool. I would have dumped all my tools out, packed that money up in there, and rolled out so quick.
In and out, baby. I would have been in and out.
I rolled out so quick. And the thing is, I don't need all of it. I would have left the checks. Keep the checks. I'm taking the cash.
Yeah, man. That's a shout out to him for being honest, man.
So we know us.
Right. Allegedly.
Because at the end of the day.
Allegedly. Just like
he needs some money for his pain and suffering.
Right. Just like Joe said, that was allegedly stolen 7 years ago. Right.
Let me go over here at Creflo Dollar Church. See the time out.
Oh, man. Anyway, guys, as always, thank you so much for joining us on the Hunts and Tristan podcast. You can listen to us wherever podcasts are heard and disseminated. Please subscribe to the podcast, share it, let people know about us. We're on IG. Hit us up on social media. We're on IG as the Hans and Tristan podcast. Hit us our page. You can interact with us there. Also, we're on YouTube. You can see our lovely faces, Tristan's lovely face, her different hairdos. Sometimes her cat makes an appearance. You know, sometimes my dog makes an appearance too. You know, things happen here. So hit us up on our YouTube as well. The name of the channel is the Hans and Tristan podcast. We thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, we're bi-weekly now until I get my life together. So thank you for joining us. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye.